NCAA investigating allegations of sign stealing by number 2 Michigan, school says it is cooperating. By AP on October 19, 2023. Number 2 Michigan is being investigated by the NCAA for trying to steal the play-calling signs of its opponents. The latest rule-breaking allegation against Coach Jim Harbaugh's program that is among the national championship favorites. The Big Ten also announced it had been informed of the investigation, but provided no further details, only to say that it had notified Michigan's upcoming opponents. The Wolverines, 7-0, who started their season with Harbaugh serving a university-imposed three-game suspension for a still-unresolved NCAA infractions case, play at Michigan State on Saturday. I want to personally assure you that UM Athletics will offer its complete cooperation to the NCAA in this matter, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel said Thursday. At the University of Michigan, all of us are committed to the highest standards of ethics and integrity for all members of our community. This is the same expectation I have of all coaches, staff, and student athletes. Michigan is coming off two straight playoff appearances under Harbaugh and is currently tied with number 1 Georgia as the odds-on favorite to win the national title, according to FanDuel Sportsbook. The NCAA does not have rules specifically against stealing signs, but does prohibit in-person advanced scouting of opponents and using electronic equipment to record an opponent's signals. There are also bylaws prohibiting unsportsmanlike or unethical activities. The NCAA had no comment and the league offered little more. The Big Ten Conference considers the integrity of competition to be of utmost importance and will continue to monitor the investigation, the league said in a statement. Michigan has been tied up in an infractions case involving impermissible contact with high school prospects during the pandemic recruiting dead period for more than a year. Trying to get out in front of any possible NCAA punishment, the school hit Harbaugh with a three-game suspension in August and he missed Michigan's first three games. It hardly mattered. The Wolverines have plowed through their opposition, winning by an average of 33 points per game. That case has not yet been resolved as the NCAA's Committee on Infractions rejected a potential negotiated resolution regarding Harbaugh's involvement in the case based on his lack of cooperation with investigators. Complaints about possible sign stealing have become somewhat common among college football coaches. College football does not use the radio technology and helmets used by NFL to allow coaches to communicate with players on the field. Hand signals and even large, elaborate play cards are often used on the sideline during games to call in plays for both offense and defense. Coaches typically take steps to ensure play signals do not show up on game film that teams are given to scout opponents. I think it's ridiculous what goes on, said Pitt coach Pat Narduzzi, who was formerly the Michigan State defensive coordinator but has not faced Michigan in 9 seasons leading the Panthers. That doesn't shock me if it happened. I'm not accusing anybody, but to me that's been happening for a while.